It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
It's the Morning Rush!
Good morning!
Are you thinking of the first?
Say that again, because apparently everything was turned off. So
what?
Yeah.
What?
So.
Good.
Natapos yung Holy Week, natapos yung Easter Sunday,
so
tapos
yung 6
a.m. Boom! Good morning!
Good morning, everybody! Welcome to this. It's just the Monday after Holy Week.
Yeah, it is the Monday after Holy Week.
I feel fine.
I feel alright. That's literally yun talaga yung conversation.
That's really what we said. No, I just thought, wow, it's such a luxury
right?
for us, especially the people who do morning shows.
Yeah.
To wake up without...
At whatever time.
Yeah, whatever time. Without the aid of an alarm clock. It's
right?
just your body saying, I've had enough sleep, let's get up.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and for me, that was like at 1 p.m. or 12.
Well, I wish I could say the same, but I was waking up at 8.
No, but you know what? During, I think that was like a Saturday.
Yeah.
I woke up at 6. And I was like, really? Really? What the heck?
What time did you
so
sleep?
So mad. I slept at like 11.
Oh, your body's not used to the long hours.
Yes, I was like, really? What the hell?
On a vacation Saturday.
But welcome back. I'm sure a lot of people are sort of like, oh my God.
I know.
There you go.
Some people
it
have
It went by so fast.
I think so.
It went by too fast.
Well, for me, it seemed longer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because... There was no, I didn't have any cable, I have no Wi-Fi.
Oh, so you had nothing to do.
Well, I had, with kids around,
well,
there's
yeah.
always a lot of things to do. But, you know, time is just faster with technology around.
Right, that's true.
So,
no
I was
No wonder
like,
it was so fast. No wonder it was so fast. I was surrounded by technology the whole break.
But it was such a pleasure driving.
That is actually really true.
I'm like, I wanted to have a bitter tweet.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, guys... Never come back to the city because we're fine without you.
But, hey, remember that one of our co-hosts is still out
know,
of the city.
I know, but he's having a grand old
I know.
Time.
So if you follow Chico on Instagram, you'll see that he has photos with sharks.
Yeah, and, dolphins you know. and the like.
And then it makes you wonder, sino yung nagtitake nung photo?
Oh, no.
Diba?
That didn't come to me.
Kasi nakatayo siya sa malayo, so hindi pwedeng selfie.
Kaya?
Eh. Sino kaya yung nagtitake ng photo?
But all questions will be answered on Wednesday when he comes in for work.
That's true.
For now, though.
Welcome back to work for everyone.
Welcome back to work to everybody, except the students who are, you know, still lounging around.
Is it summer classes?
Summer break.
Has summer classes started already?
No, they just graduated last week.
Oh, okay. So even the college kids.
Yeah, I think it would be probably next week or this week is the start of their registration.
Even with the trimester kids?
Oh, no, that's different.
Oh, right.
Yeah, LaSalle.
They keep a different schedule
yeah,
altogether.
Yeah, I could never keep up with those guys.
I know, it's so gulo their schedule. But you guys had it easy. I mean, relatively easy. Not academic-wise, but like, your sem break was like a month long.
Yes.
Right?
It was awesome!
I hated that about UP. It's like everybody I knew from UP was like, oh, where are you? I'm on the beach! I'm like, where are you? I'm in class.
Well, I was judge because I didn't have time or money. Actually, I had all the time, but no money to go anywhere.
Well, at least you got to do a staycation.
A staycation. Actually, I went to school anyways. Because,
oh
well, the baon. I wanted the money. Yeah. Plus, you know, you can make your life easy
right.
next sem because you took the classes already.
Right.
You can take as much as 6 units, I think.
All
which
right,
I
right.
did.
For summer. All right.
All right. So today we're going to busy ourselves with the top 10. It's back today and we're going to do a topic suggested by I Love Lori Ann who wants us to do the top 10 April Fool's tweets.
Nice.
All right. It is April 1 after all.
Indeed.
Do not lend money and do not be easily...
You can't lend money
no.
during April Fool's Day? Really?
Yeah, because they will never pay you back.
Is this an American tradition? It is, isn't it? Is this an American tradition?
Silence. No, but because we don't have it. Filipinos don't have April.
Yeah, we don't really celebrate April Fool's Day, but we know of it anyway.
But I know people who do that. They'll borrow like $100 and never pay you back.
Really?
It's not meant to damage, give you any sort of damage.
Yeah, it's more of like, it's
just
tradition.
To fool you
yeah,
for
yeah,
the
just
day.
To fool you.
So do not lend money. Do not believe things too easily.
Right.
Somebody says, I love you today. You know, take it like a grain of salt.
Oh, this is the... If we actually celebrated this, this would be pretty cool.
I know.
Hey, I love
be
you.
Here.
Tapos biglang wala lang pala, no?
April Fools!
Hey, April Fools! Or you don't say it. You say it after na parang actually April Fools lang yun.
Oh, man.
Na mga April 2 mo sasabihin. Or, hindi. Sabihin mo ng April Fool's Day, diba? I love you. Tapos by December of this year, you're like, I'm breaking up with you na. Why? April Fool's Day.
No, you have to take it back today.
Grabe.
That's more than 6 months,
It was an April Fool's joke.
I know. Anyway, thank you to I Love Lorianne for this. The top 10 April Fool's tweets. So you can start tweeting us via twitter.com/rx931. Do not forget to use hashtag April Fool's tweets and hashtag The Morning Rush.
Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hello guys, good morning. Welcome to April 1. Yes, it is April Fool's Day. And although it is April Fool's, I still have the news and you have to believe me.
Okay, just as a disclaimer, this is actual
news. This is legit,
news.
Okay? Yeah. This is legit news.
We swear, we're not crossing our fingers.
Not at all. Actually, very interesting news. A speedboat reportedly owned by popular actor Agamulak exploded while docked in a resort in Caramoan, Marina Sur yesterday morning, leaving at least one person injured.
Whoa.
Senior Inspector Joselito Bermas, Chief of Police of Caramoan, said the twin-engine speedboat was totally damaged as fire engulfed the watercraft following the blast. He said, and I quote, "The speedboat is no longer usable. It was totally damaged," unquote. The official said the speedboat was docked some 7 meters away from seashore near the Hunongan Cove Resort when the blast occurred at around 6 in the morning. During that time, Burma said a boat operator, later identified as Jerome Pervera, was warming up the engine of the speedboat. He sustained minor injuries, some burns in the body as a result of the incident. Now, news of the explosion was the subject of talk in social networking sites, with politics immediately surfaced as the motive behind the blast, as Mulak is running for a congressional seat for the 4th District of Camarines Sur. However, Berma said the politics angle is unlikely and that the boat operator himself executed an affidavit saying the blast was an accident. This was further confirmed by an investigation of local fire department which stated that the blast and the fire might have been triggered by faulty wiring on the engine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just happy that nobody was hurt. I mean, minor injuries.
Nobody was seriously hurt.
Because an explosion, wow. Scary, man.
But then again, the conspiracy theorist in me,
would say
that, okay, one, the boat operator, how would he know that it wasn't foul play? I mean, obviously it wasn't like a direct attack, like, I don't know, like somebody threw like a Molotov cocktail into it or whatever, but somebody could have tampered with it. Somebody could have set something there.
Right.
You could have planted like C4 or, I mean, obviously not C4, because then
it would have been totally wrecked.
But that's just the conspiracy theories inside of me.
Well, so there's no evidence that points to that. But, you know, it is campaign season.
Right.
And my gosh, do I know this, because I got trapped in horrible traffic yesterday on Easter Sunday.
On Easter Sunday, how?
You know,
I saw that tweet of yours.
Yeah, traffic advisory, because it was crazy. Like,
why?
Both exits on C5, the Diego Silang exit, on both southbound and northbound.
Which one's Diego Silang?
You know when you're if you're coming from the south, right before McKinley Hills,
right?
There you'll see a gas station.
Okay, yeah. The one that parang meron pa baba.
Yes, so that part on both sides, it was gnarled. Like,
why?
Exactly. My thought was, what is going on? Apparently, the political convoys.
Oh wow.
They were causing traffic. And of course, you know, because people
they're obviously not going to get your vote.
I know. It's like one more reason to hate you. But yeah, it is campaign season. And if he is running, you know, a lot of these things, you know, you don't take it.
A lot of these things happen. And you kind of like, I mean, as much as you want to think that, you know, it's just normal or whatever.
Wiring. Yeah.
You still can't rule out the possibility that, you know.
But so far, nobody got hurt, and that's very, very
that's
important.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That is the news, the first one today here on the show. Now, we have news all throughout the show. I promise that it will be the truth, the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth.
All right, you got Delamar and Gito on the Morning Rush today on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1. La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. You want to start off with greets today?
Yeah, why not? Let's say hello to a bunch of people who are tuned in. Let's say hello and happy birthday to Kiko Monster. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's coming from all the rushers. Let's also say hello to Sir Emil and Ma'am Maureen. That's coming from Sid Coangtor. Let's also say hello to... what was that? Caliburn, who's tuned in. Let's also say hello to Ako Si Tibo. Or Ako Si Tibo. saying hello to the fellow rushers at Auckland, New Zealand. Wife, Pearl. Kids, Nicole, Miko. Nicole and Miko. So hello and good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Happy April Fool's Day and just happy birthday to Jennifer Joy Maranon. That's coming from, oh, Jennifer Joy Maranon Jopia or Hopia. If it's J-O-P-I-A.
Yeah, Hopia.
Hopia, no?
Mm-hmm.
Hopia. Happy birthday to Jennifer Joy Maranon Hopia.
You just laughed at his name, at her name.
I love Hopia.
Yeah, but you still laughed at the name.
Don't
not as a name. You like it as food.
Yeah, but don't you want that? Parang you bring happiness and joy to other people. So happy birthday to
happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Let's also say hello to Mad Mutt Mark, who says hello to all the people over at Thomson Reuters. Let's also say hello to Blue Chubbs, who's also tuned in. Good morning. Dan to Ishii to see, just saying hello to Familia Batalia. I'm Jenny Batalia, Jagger G, Tonya Marcopio, Midnight Chris, Renren Goway, The Pabiligay, and Crazy Enrile. Good morning to you. And one last, a happy, happy birthday from Akosi Jamie. Happy, happy birthday to Ami Bells. Hello.
Hey, oh, happy birthday.
And one more. Hello to Rene Silva, who's tuned in. He goes, pasok na naman. Shh. But he just goes, morning to all the Chevron folks listening right now. And apparently it is already traffic over at C5.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
well,
my
that's
gosh.
What he says. So,
well,
hey,
well, nowadays
morning.
I pass through C5.
That's
so
true. But you pass through relatively early.
Yeah, I make sure that I'm out of the house by 5:30. Any minute less, and I know that I'm gonna, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wild.
It's so weird.
I make sure that I leave the house at
5:55.
5:55. 55.
No, because, you know, you and I lived relatively in the
closely
same area.
To that. Yeah, yeah. And actually, all three of us used to live relatively in the same area.
Yeah, but I moved away, farther away from you both.
I know.
To give you space.
What's up with that? Para amin ang Pasig.
So yun na ang
Tagig. Tagig. Pagkainta.
Because
I came from Antipolo yesterday.
And I just realized, because I'm not used to the long commute.
Right.
Ever since I started with RX at age 22,
yeah,
I've always lived in the area.
Right.
I lived in Capitolio for a while.
Okay, that's really close by.
That's right.
Oh, no, but you weren't always... close
for
by.
A couple of years, you know, I lived.
You weren't always close by.
There was a 3 year, when I tried to be a Makati person.
Where'd you go?
No, but I realized, like, I remember the fastest time I clocked in.
Yeah.
I would leave my condo here at 5:51.
Mm-hmm.
I would be here at RX at 5:54.
Wild, no, and
that's wild.
And you have to consider the fact that, okay, once you park, you have to walk upstairs.
Yeah.
And then you take the elevator.
Take the elevator.
So that's like a minute.
5 minutes.
I mean, that's like a minute even if the elevator is already waiting for you there.
Right. So it's
so it's like 2 minutes ka lang na drive pupunta dito. Siguro green all the way yun.
I don't know. This is garage to garage.
Ah, okay.
But before they put the stoplights where
right.
I live all the way to Julia Vargas,
right.
I could take that even faster.
That's true.
Because you didn't have to wait.
Yeah.
I just love this area.
That actually, you know what? That drive of yours
mm-hmm.
was actually faster than me walking from my old condo.
Yeah, I remember you
here.
Telling me this. Yeah,
because my walk would at least take what? This is pre-injury.
So
I was walking normally, mga 6 minutes or 7 minutes. If I was walking relatively fast. No.
Oh, fast already?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was that long.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Kasi may soundtrack ako pag naglalakad ako.
Is it because you have short legs? But I realized it was me. I have short legs.
You have short legs.
Alright, all right, here we go. Let's do the top 10 April Fool's tweets. You know, it's funny because there's nothing like bitterness.
Yeah.
Early in the morning. And most of these are inspired by some sort of jadedness and bitterness.
Right.
All right, let's do
some
it.
Some form of sarcasm.
Sarcasm. Thank you to I Love Lorianne for this. All right, for OMGN. Top 10 April Fool's tweets. Wala akong maisip eh. Hindi kasi ako mapaglaro. Ako yung pinaglalaroan. April Fool's!
Loko lang! Actually, pwede rin to yun. Yung mga loko lang.
Yeah, loko lang. Yeah, you could say that, yeah. Right? Mad Mutt Mark. Okay, just in the interest of fairness, I'm gonna read his tweet.
Okay.
I don't like it, but I'm still gonna read it.
All right, that's good. It's about white people, isn't it?
It's supposed to be my April Fool tweet, which is, I like mocha, not vanilla.
Yeah, that's an April Fool's tweet indeed.
I never liked vanilla before. So over the
well
no, over
my look how things have changed.
Hey, listen, over the Holy Week somebody baked brownies, and then
who's the somebody?
A friend of ours. Oh, and right. There was vanilla freshly baked brownies, and then we were gonna put vanilla ice cream on top.
All right.
And
ano pa nandun sa loob ng brownies?
Sobra ka.
Almonds.
Actually,
walnuts.
It had walnuts.
Oh, yeah, there.
And it was like, I said, I never liked vanilla. And then I take one bite. Oh, this is good. And I'm like, wait a minute. I like vanilla now?
I know. We've known that for quite some time now.
Cinco Wengtor says, guys, may cancer ako. Palike naman ng paawa akong picture para bigyan nila ako ng pera pang chemo. Now, this is a really...
That's a horrible...
This is a horrible... April Fool's Day
tweet.
Not as a joke, but some people actually have no line.
Right.
Yeah.
No, plus... Okay. Just, you know that feeling na parang... You know you're kidding, but you don't want to say it just so you don't send it out into the universe.
You're scared that... It
might actually happen.
Yeah, in some weird way, you might actually attract
it. Or like you provoke the world into saying, wala ka lang cancer, ha?
You want it.
Oh, diba?
Oh, gosh.
You don't want that. You really don't want that.
Adonis Mabangis says, April Fool tweets, Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift have hooked up.
Oh, my God. But imagine if that actually happened.
What if? I don't think she'll like him. To be honest.
I think he's too much of a quote-unquote bad boy.
You think a bad... No, because she was with John Mayer. And Harry Styles.
Styles a bad boy?
Well, she recently admitted to, I think, Billboard or Vogue, one of them publications, that he had pursued her for a year.
Whoa.
Yeah, for a year. And so when she finally gave in, he started hooking up with other girls.
Wild.
Yeah,
good
that's
job.
Why
I
she
mean,
wrote...
bad job, Harry Styles.
Bad job. But that's why she wrote the song, We Are Never Ever...
Ever Getting Back Together.
So, well, at least that's her version of it.
Right. But it would be kind of interesting to see.
Right? If they hooked up.
But I would hate Justin Bieber more. Because, like, he already hooked up with Selena Gomez. Tapos next na si Taylor Swift.
But I'm thinking he stands to lose more with Taylor Swift. I don't know why I think that.
I don't think so, because if you think about it, I think Taylor Swift is a bigger star than Selena Gomez is.
Oh, well, that's true.
Right? Even with...
But I think she's going to eat him up alive. And by that, I mean...
That's not such a bad deal.
Last two.
Come on, Taylor Swift.
Eat me alive.
Eat me alive.
Yogan says, April Fool tweets, di na kita mahal. We got a lot of that. And
loaded.
I know. And to cap off the bottom half of the top 10 April Fool tweets comes from Mad Mutt Mark.
Mad Mutt Mark says,
ang pangit. Pangit. Pangit, 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 pangit ko. April Fools!
Kind of sounds like something I'd actually tweet.
Right. But this is exactly what we're looking for. Loving the tweets right now. And if you want to check out all the other tweets, just click on hashtag April Fool's tweets.
April Fool's tweets.
April Fool's tweets.
Okay.
That's, yeah, April Fools. And these are tweets.
Right. Yeah.
So if you want to join us, go ahead, tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Do not forget to use hashtag April Fools tweets and hashtag The Morning Rush.
Parang tweets full of lies. Basically, that's what it is.
Right. It's Chico.
It's Delamont.
And it's Gino on The Morning Rush. Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Greets.
Yeah.
Let's say hello to LS Dominique, who says hello to all the rushers at sa mga papasok sa office ngayon, lalong-lalo na sa mga late. Hi sa crush ko, Paula Camina. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's also say hello to Justin Flores, Mark Angelo, and to the sister Mary Joy that's coming from I Love Lorianne, who provided us with the topic today.
Yes, today. Thank you.
Let's also say hello to Mad Mutt Mark, who's also tuned in. And Jay Ryan just saying happy birthday to Kiko Monster and belated happy birthday to RCNSS.
Oh,
so
is
belated
it
happy birthday.
Belated.
I'm not sure if it's...
Well, RC and Cess is the guys. Yeah.
So I guess
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Actually, he was the one who was quick to the draw last Wednesday when we did the 7 last words.
Right.
And where Christ had died.
All right.
Golgotha. He was the first one to tweet.
Oh, well,
he's a pastor.
He knows his. He knows his ish.
Yeah. He should. But he doesn't call it ish.
Right. I do, because I'm not a pastor. Let's also say hello to Neil Yamato, who says hello to the family in Mississauga. Mississauga
in Canada.
Mississauga.
Can you spell it for me?
Mississauga. Mississauga, yeah. Mm-hmm. I miss you guys already. Let's also say hello to I am Mrs. Bond, who says hello to Edward Bondoc, the brother-in-law. A very happy birthday. To Ate Iron, to Ate Kay.
So many birthdays!
I know, right? To Kuya Noel and Ma. Or loko lang, because it's April Fool's Day.
Don't believe too easily today.
Let's also say hello to... Where was that? I can't find it.
I'm supposed to greet someone today.
Derek Alabio. Hello to all the people of Gitna Look, Occidental Mindoro.
Mindoro, yeah. Right.
There you go.
That's it?
And Chenong just saying, good luck to thesis defense camp interns. Good morning to Pat Zalueta, Bea Boncales, Mariah Velasco, or Maria Velasco, and Lea Panganiban. Good morning.
Camp. That's like a branch of like the medicine courses.
It is?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but that's what we called it in UP Manila. Camp.
Okay. Sorry,
camp
courses. We didn't have kasi medicine in UANP and PSPA. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's
what... Sorry na. We had accounting.
Like PT, OT... All those branches of medicine.
What's occupational therapy?
Occupational therapy.
Physical therapy and overtime?
Well, sometimes you overtime.
Oh, well, I guess that's true.
Hey, let's do the top 10 April Fool's tweets. All thank right. you again to I Love Lorianne for this. Thank you for your tweets. It's really like heartfelt.
Okay.
As usual, let's start off with Mad Mutt Mark. He says, April Fool tweets. I love hearing you sing sa video ko. Grabe.
Ay, may nakaka-relate.
I know, because we have a neighbor who sings.
Is he still at it?
Yeah, the whole Holy Week. Wow. I'm so glad that I have great...
Even during Good Friday?
Yes.
But you're supposed to be quiet.
No, they kept singing. Ah. And they kept singing, Dadalhin kita sa aking palasyo. Like over and over.
Really?
Yeah, and there was a girl who was singing and she couldn't get it. I'm like,
you should have just taken the mic away.
I don't want
it. Here's how you do it, little girl.
Tapos ayun na ako na yan.
Dadalhin kita. But you know that a friend of mine was telling me that even in Boracay, there was a sound ban. Good Friday, that you couldn't play songs. I mean, you couldn't play like club music. So people were just drinking without the music.
That could also be nice.
It's nice, yeah, but it's...
Something's missing.
But it's that intense that, you know, it would have a sound ban on Boracay.
Well, I think there should be like a decibel limit to everything.
Because see, in the States, you could actually report that in as...
In Europe.
What do you call it?
Disturbance, public disturbance.
Disturbing the peace, yeah.
In Europe, there's a certain decibel. So if you lived in a flat, and your neighbor goes over a certain limit of decibel, they can report you. You could be evicted from the building.
Oh, wow.
It's a great, yeah, they love their silence there.
Obviously, that won't happen here.
No, because we have these carry, I don't know why, but there must be some ordinance out there.
Maybe there is. Maybe there is, and we just don't know about it, and maybe just it's just not enforced.
How can you be so thoughtless?
I know.
If you share the neighborhood with some people.
She was in her moment.
I know.
Hey, who
over
knows?
Over and over.
She could be like the next Charisse Pimpenko or the next Sarah.
Let me tell you now. No.
No.
I Love Lorianne says, April Fool tweets, Chico and Delamar getting married.
That's too much.
That's a little too much.
Never going to happen.
Ito,
for
I'm,
many, many reasons.
I'm just reading this, and you know that I did one for me, so this one is for you.
Okay.
Chendong says,
ay, naku, whatever. You just read the one for you so you could read
no,
this.
No, I just got this now. This is not premeditated. Chendong says, si Gino boy talaga, si baby whale. But he doesn't stop there. He goes, literal.
Pero April Fool's tweet naman.
April Fool.
So, kahit yung literal part.
Hey, somebody was tweeting they saw you yesterday at the mall.
Ew.
And that you look really good. She didn't expect, I don't know why she said that, but she didn't expect you to be that cute.
Well, thank you.
I don't know. I was like, what?
I didn't expect you to be, to look like that.
And I was like, after all that he said on the air, you should be expecting he looks like, I don't know, Ryan Reynolds.
Gabi naman.
No,
I never.
That's the first time. That's the first humble moment.
No, excuse me.
That's true.
I never said I was batak or macho.
No, I mean even the face.
The face, yeah.
Okay, there you go. There's a Gino.
No, just besides Ryan Reynolds is a little too much.
It's a little too much. You can't compare, ba?
Wala talaga.
Man crush.
Sobra, like solid
man
crush.
I can't believe you so easily admit that.
Why not? At least I'm comfortable enough with my sexuality that I can.
And what sexuality is that?
Trying to figure that part out.
He's so confused.
No, it's just Ryan Reynolds. I mean, literally, like when I walk by, like.
Did you watch The Croods?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. It was nice.
Yeah.
And you know how like Marks and Spencer, they have Ryan Reynolds as the model, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's the model. So every time like I walk by like in Greenbelt or whatever and then I see him there, I'm like, whoa.
In your head, is he whistling at you?
No, he's not. It's not that kind of man crush. It's just I want to be him. You know what I mean? Like I want to emulate him.
Right.
I want to be as batak as he is.
This is a lot like my brother had said, you know, there are only two kinds of guys who like Madonna. This was at her peak.
Okay.
People who want to Madonna and people who want to be Madonna.
I wonder which one Chico is. Because he's such a huge Madonna fan.
Huge, the biggest.
His mug is Madonna.
I know. Yeah. You should see. Have
his
you
coffee mug.
Have you been to his room?
No, I've actually.
This is a trick question.
This is a trick question.
No, there's a Madonna poster there.
Really?
Yeah, that's the first thing you'll see.
Come to think of it, I've never actually been inside his house.
Oh, just outside.
Even his other house.
The other house is really nice. The condo?
Nest. Yeah, I've seen it in a magazine.
It's really nice. It's shabby chic.
I know.
That's the
shabby. I know.
Shabby chic. That's
shabby.
Really shabby.
Shabby chic.
No, shabby.
Shabby chic.
Okay, last two. From the Dazara. April Fool tweets, I'm gay. Oh wait, I really am.
Natuluyan.
And the top April Fool tweets comes from Mad Mutt Mark.
Mad Mutt Mark says,
grabe, ang saya, Monday na ulit.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what everybody feels.
And you know what? It's so confusing to go back to work that for the life of me, I can't remember what I'm supposed to do this week.
Really?
Yeah, like I can't remember. Like
all the hostings? Because the show is easy enough. We do this every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's every day.
So
you can't really get away from it even if you wanted to.
That's true.
But it's just,
I'm supposed to be work mode already, but I can't
bring myself to work mode. I want to, because wala lang.
Are you hosting this week? Do you have lots of hostings this week?
Yeah. But aside from that, I'm supposed to like go to therapy and
you're not feeling it.
And I can't remember for the life of me when I'm supposed to go.
I think this is a self-induced, like, what do you call that? It's not insomnia when you forget. Amnesia.
Amnesia.
Self-induced amnesia. You just want to forget about it.
Maybe.
You know, I'm just happy because a lot of people are coming back this week.
Hindi, kasi kung self-induced amnesia lang, edi sana sinama ko na rin ikaw.
Oh! Oh! This is war, you. You bitch.
Kinalimutan ko na rin kayo, do.
Right, so let's do the top 10. We are doing the top 10 April Fool tweets. Go ahead if you want to join us. You have to tweet twitter.com/rx931. Don't forget to use hashtag April Fool's tweets and hashtag The Morning Rush.
And you know what else I realized?
What?
For
that I'm the best friend ever?
No. Not even close. I was just going to talk about coffee.
Oh.
No. That in almost a, more than a week, we haven't had really good coffee. If you know
since
what I mean.
Since Chico's been gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since Chico's gone!
Oh no, Wednesday, we did. Remember somebody brought us
all
coffee?
Right.
But it seems like forever because we're so used to it like every single day.
All right. Well, anyway, there you go. Welcome back to work.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
Hello, good morning, guys. It's Del back again for the news for this hour. All right, a little bit controversial. Justin Timberlake, who has been quiet on his substance use in the past, has revealed that some of the trippy songs in his new album, The 2020 Experience, are based on his own drug use.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he's never said anything about
never
this before.
Never said anything. Well, in an interview with MySpace, which Timberlake owns a part of, Timberlake was asked where the inspiration came from, came for some of the psychedelic tunes like Strawberry Bubblegum and Blue Ocean Floor. And he said, quote, our own substance abuse while we were making those songs.
Wow.
Categorically. Now,
they can't get arrested for this, but anyway.
Well, because it's a done deal.
Yeah.
He also explains, quote, I've been to Coachella many times on many different substances. I've been to Coachella many times, but not remembered a lot of it. I leave it at that. But I remember I used to go to Coachella a long time ago. Like, I stood in an open field, and one year I saw Nine Inch Nails, and the next year I saw Weezer, and I was standing in the middle of the field, you know, like tripping my mind out.
Wow.
Unquote. The 2020 Experience almost sold 1 million copies in its first week of release. This is the first time he's ever admitting that
he actually took drugs.
Yep. Wow. Drugs and rock and roll.
Well, did you see the video of Rock Your Body? It was so
trippy.
I mean, this was from like way back.
Yeah.
But it was so trippy, like all the colors and all.
Well, of course, you know, when you call your song Strawberry Bubblegum.
Yeah.
And you're Justin Timberlake.
It's a lot like Strawberry Fields,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
And even the sound of that, right? Strawberry Fields Forever.
Right.
I mean, it kind of
sounds... It's so, you just know.
That they're on a trip.
It's like saying, oh, hey, you know what? Snoop Dogg smokes up. It's like, oh, really?
But I wonder what made him... Like, admit it. Because
yeah,
if he's
weird.
Been quiet in the past, why would you admit it now?
All of a sudden, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe, we don't know. But he is admitting it. There you go. That is the news this hour at least. It is a Monday, so we'll try to give you the number one movie in the United States over the weekend. For now, that's all the news I have right here on The Morning Rush. You got Delamar and Gino on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Oh, Del, you're back.
Yes, I'm back.
I missed you there for a second.
It's so weird without Chico, right?
Yeah.
Now you understand my dilemma, because I'm alone in this.
Well, at least in that aspect.
In that aspect. Right. Oh, what do you have? Do you have greets?
Okay, let's just say hello to Shivana, the Mad Mutt, Mark, and the Butterbaby 30. That's coming from Tammy Boy. LS Dominique saying happy birthday to the friends Apig Ban, April Otduhan, Sherwin Fernandez, Kuya Von, Grace Manlolo, Sherry Palelio, and Roderin Velez. Good morning. Also to Ilan Villanueva, Elliot Girl, Sweet Tooth 28, Aussie Poklong, Oscar De La Hoppe, and Cherry the Great. That's still coming from Tammy Boy. So hello to you guys. And let's also say hello to a baby C who's also tuned in. Good morning. Hello as well to Diba Rubals, Precious Ramos, and Joy Diones. Happy Monday. That's coming from Lilo Boy. Happy first day of April. That's coming from Yonte Fian. Saying hello to, well, Kiko Monster. O Tanjubi Omedetu Gozaimsu. I'm guessing that means happy birthday.
Okay.
Since it is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. And yeah, that's it for now. Don't forget, if you guys have any greetings, don't forget to just hashtag it with RxGreets. You don't need to tag anybody. Just
right.
Hashtag it with RxGreets and it'll come out on our end.
All right, here we go. The top 10 April Fool tweets. April Fool's tweets. It is April 1 after all. Just a reminder, don't believe things, especially the ones that you never think would happen.
Right.
Should somebody say that it did, you be wary. Don't lend money today.
Oh my God, you know what? If like somebody like came up to you, like a really hot girl,
you've been
lusting over for like months on end,
or
and
years.
She goes, "Gee, I want you."
La.
What? Tapos pagganto ka na sa bahay, loko la.
Actually, more like, what if you know she tells you, like, she looks at you straight in the eye. She goes, "I haven't been going out with anybody because I'm waiting for you."
Oh!
I'm losing Gino.
you need a moment alone? You know, in my head, what song played?
What?
Okay, wait.
Do you need a moment alone?
No. I just want to be able to visualize this properly. Okay, here you go. So say that again. Let's just, for the sake of drama and theatrics.
Hey.
Wait for
the music.
There you go. No. Say it.
Hey, G, you know, I haven't been going out with anybody. Mm. And okay. The
Slow
truth
down.
Is...
Wait. What? What is it? What did you want to tell me?
Well, you know, I'm kind of... I've been waiting for you.
What? Literally, that's the song that plays in my head.
Complete with soundtrack, right?
But I just died in your arms tonight.
Ay, nako, right. These are the thoughts that run.
Tapos biglang may rock music. Alam mo na kung ano nangyayari.
All right, before we lose him entirely. To this scenario, let's do the top 10 April Fool's tweets.
Why must you bring my hopes up?
Well,
aside from other things.
Oh!
What?
Don't need to know that.
My blood pressure.
Don't stand up.
My blood pressure.
All right.
My blood pressure. Kasi parang, uy.
Exactly why I said
don't stand up.
Too fast. Oh, diba?
Good save.
And number 10 from Midnight Crees. Wala ng traffic sa EDSA.
Lies.
Oh, the words we long to hear. And number 9 from Fat Kid Inside. Ang sarap mag-OT. This is actually my favorite routine at work.
Nice.
It's a little bit harder if you're doing OT while everybody's away, which is what happened to some.
Actually, like a lot of the people in BPOs.
Yeah. Well, but they get paid a lot of money.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
but
crazy.
Okay, let's just say, you know, with us, we find it... Well, for us, it gives us so much parang,
right,
not
going to work.
Stress, but going to work like when everyone else is on vacation.
Right.
But literally, even they don't even have Holy Week.
No,
at least we
no.
have Holy Week
yeah.
in a year. Because
yeah.
in the times that we go to work, like Christmas and New Year's and everything, they still go to work.
Like us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because most of these BPO service countries like the United States, Australia, and they don't do Lent the way that we do.
Yeah.
So they have to go to work because in other parts of the world, it's just a normal Monday, a normal Wednesday.
Yeah, and even when, like, let's just say they have Thanksgiving in the States.
Mm.
That's supposed to be a holiday for them.
Mm.
But they still go to work here.
They still go to work here, right.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
And like security guards, maintenance and buildings, you know, they
hospitals,
still go to work. Yes. Doctors, nurses.
Even...
Well, some doctors.
Publications, like newspapers.
Yeah, newspapers.
They're like us. Yogan says, oh no, at number 8 from Jonas Adamson.
Okay.
Jonas Adamson, yeah. Congratulations! Regular ka na sa trabaho.
What an awful April Fool's tweet.
That's harsh.
Aye.
Especially if they really need the job. Number 7 from Anya. Our company outing this year will be in Maldives!
Nice.
April Fool's! You know, we have a lot of questions for Chico when he gets back.
Ako isa lang.
Sino ang kasama?
One question and one answer. That's all I demand. Who took your photos?
in the interest of, you know, we just want to know.
We just want to find out because they're such good, they're really good photos.
You mean even that beautiful backdrop of Maldives is not enough for you?
No.
To confuse you?
No.
You're still like,
no,
I want to know who took that.
I just
want
to find out who took that. No, because it's such a nice photo that I want to find out who the photographer is.
Because we know that Chico can take awesome pictures.
Yeah, but
that he was in the picture.
Right.
I hope he doesn't have those timer thingies.
No, he doesn't.
Well, alam na alam, oh.
Yes.
And to cap off the bottom half of the top 10 April Fool's tweets comes from Butter Baby.
Butter Baby says,
grabe. Ang laki ng pinayat mo. This is bad. This is really bad.
Ugh.
And then only to find out it's not true. It's April Fool's. Yeah. All right, we got a lot more in store for you. A lot of tweets. I'm looking at our Twitter account right now. And I haven't really opened up, but...
I actually haven't opened up Twitter.
No, I mean...
I've only been making up your entries.
284, dude.
Wild.
Well,
that's
all
stuff
right.
You have to go through.
We'll get to them for now. If you want to join us for the top 10 April Fool's tweets, go ahead and tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Don't forget to use hashtag April Fool's tweets and the hashtag The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Hey, Nicole, of all days, I choose to do this today. You tricked me, I think.
Me? What did I do?
Because Gino comes into work today, he opens his laptop, he goes, Del, there's a new look on Facebook. Facebook
but
is
it's
new
true.
Again.
If you check out your Facebook, everybody out there, you'll see that it's new. There's
so I just corrected some things on my Facebook.
What did you correct exactly? What did you correct?
My friends list. I took you out.
Oh, no. Because I'm still there. I'm looking at it now, and I'm still there.
I'm not going to say, dude, leave it alone. If you know what's good for you, leave it alone.
No, you should have left it alone.
I know. Relax, guys, okay? If you're on my Facebook list, please relax. There's nothing different.
If you want to find out what it is, I can't tweet it kasi.
No,
so
you can't. I'll kill you.
Follow J. Ryan on Twitter. Follow J. Ryan on Twitter na lang.
At J. Ryan.
Look for him na lang instead because he posted something there eh.
Ay, nako.
And let me assure you, it is not a joke.
But it's like a given. It's just that I forgot to change it the last time.
Exactly, but it's just... Parang alam mo yung April Fool's pero feeling ko Valentine's Day.
Alam mo, I don't know you guys. Anytime I do something of a romantic nature...
It is of a romantic nature.
You're the devil. You're the devil incarnate. Shouldn't you be on hiatus? It was just Holy Week, you know?
I didn't say anything. And for what it's worth, I should be working double time.
Right, because everybody's clean today.
Because everybody's clean and holy.
Alright, relax. There's nothing new. It's just
so far, it's of a romantic nature. It's
what?
On Facebook. I wonder what it could be.
What?
I don't know. People are just celebrating on Twitter. Di naman pala joke. Yay!
Alright, and with that, we do the top 10 April Fool's tweets.
All right.
Thank you to I Love Lorianne for asking us to do this and has, again, very apt. From Daphne Torrio, April Fool tweets, I'm pregnant.
That is not a funny tweet.
No, especially if you have a boyfriend and he doesn't know, and then he sees that on Twitter.
It's like, ah!
It can only mean two things. He's the dad, or you cheated on him.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I'm kind of sure that if he were the dad, he would sort of know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, but you never know. Some girls are very, you know.
Nakaisa.
Nakaisa. J. Ryan says...
By the way, you can follow him on Twitter to find out exactly what we were talking about. But
I can't believe Jay. Si Jay, ang dami na atraso sa akin niya na. Hi,
ano atraso niya?
Ang dami na eh.
Ano ba ginawa mo, Del?
Jay Ryan says...
Basta ano ba, ito na lang sasabihin ko, clue. Tweet pic siya of something. So, check out this Twitter na lang.
Relax. Relax. There's nothing different. I was just correcting things. On my Facebook.
Like, anyway. What thing? So, wait. You were correcting something of a romantic nature. What can you correct on Facebook of a romantic night? Ano bang meron doon?
Can we get back to our jobs? Can we?
This is my job.
April Fool's tweets of J. Ryan says, hindi ako affected. Promise. Oh, those words. Because if you have to say it...
That means you still
it
are.
It means you are. You're aware of it at the very least.
Yeah.
Taguan Pong, this is for you, Gino, and for the host of other people who, like us, want to go on a diet. So you go... Seseryosohin ko na talaga tong pagda-diet ko.
Ay, nako.
That remains to be seen.
You know, it's so much easier to just exercise than it is to diet.
I agree.
Yeah.
I remember...
But wala eh. Like, once you're already fat kasi, you really have to diet aside from the working out.
That's true. You have to do the complete thing. But I've never had to diet. Every time I just...
Really? Sana galit.
Grabe ka. No, like a self-imposed diet. I would never say I'm on a diet.
Oh, right.
I never did. Because once I get into a zone where I want to do something, everything follows.
Mm.
When you start working out, you just, for me at least, you choose what you eat better.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true.
Kasi parang, look, I already worked hard. I might as well,
yeah. Mm. Me kasi, I love food.
Well, kasi naman.
Obviously.
The kinds of foods. You know how when you start a diet, somebody comes here to the station to drop off cupcakes?
It always happens.
Why does that happen? It happens and it's all the time.
And it's not like I announce it on air.
No, I
tell you guys that, okay, fine, I'm going to go on a salad diet. And then the first thing that happens is somebody brings red velvet cupcakes or something.
And they give us, like, a lot of it.
I know.
A whole box.
And obviously... You don't want to say no to it because, I mean, they went out of their way to get that for you and then you're not going to eat it just because you have, like...
Or that's an excuse. Here's another one from Oscar de la Hopia from @MMDA. Again, we're not really telling you that these are their
tweets,
but these are April Fool's tweets. No more coding in EDSA!
Woo-hoo! Obviously, this is a lie.
Right.
Ang sama siguro no, if MMDA actually did that.
I don't think they were.
As an April Fool's joke. Tapos nanghuhuli sila.
Ang sumano.
Eh, naniwala kayo.
April Fool's.
April Fool's.
I am Alex. He says, April Fool tweets, sinampal ko si Sherry Hill ng paulit.
That's never gonna happen.
Well, maybe for the right price. Coco Lloyd says, grabe, napaka-wholesome talaga yung si Chico.
Ay.
Who will be back on Wednesday? Don't worry. I know you guys miss how he does the top 10, but of course, we gotta give him a break when he asks for a break.
That's true. Because he's already on... He's not even on the brink of insanity. He's already insane. So, we're kind of scared of what will happen if we push him to the edge even more.
Right. Another one from Coco Lloyds. Last two from Coco Lloyds. For you, specifically for you, Gino. Congratulations, Ed Gino Boy, for a bouncing baby boy.
Not cool.
Funny.
Not cool. Not
cool. No. And the top. April Fool tweets comes from. Where are you? Hello.
Right in front of you.
Huh? Oh, comes from Tuxedo Runner.
All right, Tuxedo Runner says.
You know how everybody just came from Boracay?
Yeah.
Actually, over the weekend, I wanted to wear a shirt that said, "Yep, I'm staying in the city."
All right.
Just as a bitter.
Yeah, bitter. Okay.
Anyway, Tuxedo Runner says, "Trust me. What happens in Boracay stays in Boracay." Not!
That's really not true anymore.
It's not true. It always leaks out.
There's Facebook. There's Twitter. There's Instagram.
And there are bad people who leaks.
That's true.
Who leak. Yeah, the things that you don't want people to know.
Especially if they stand to gain something from it.
Yeah. The top 10 April Fool's tweets, go ahead and tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please don't forget to use #TheMorningRush and #AprilFool'sTweets.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Yep.
If you got that one, that was an April Fool's joke. And hey, you know what? Apparently, color coding really is lifted today.
Today.
At least on EDSA.
But of course, you know, what Oscar was saying was forever on EDSA.
Yeah. But yeah, so just for everyone's information,
just for
color coding
Monday.
Is lifted today. Whole of Metro Manila except for Makati.
Of course. All right.
Ay, Makati.
All right, the top 10 April Fool's tweets. Of course, because it is April 1, people are going to pull some pranks today. Especially if you have friends who are really into this.
No, especially if you have friends who are Americans.
Oh, hindi, like a lot of friends of mine who are Filipinos do this to each other.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had anyone pull a prank on me.
Well, maybe because, you know, they're scared of you because you're a bully.
Maybe.
Wow. Maybe. Not even an argument?
No, not really.
All right.
Not afraid to hurt people, no.
Here is the...
On a physical level. Emotionally, no.
You know who you remind me of?
Who?
Wreck-It Ralph.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you wreck everything.
Of course
you
not.
You destroy everything.
Whatever. Yeah, that's not true.
Look at him. You're telling me it's not true, but you want to argue. Why do you say that?
Yeah.
This is like...
I don't wreck everything.
Yes, you do. You ruin everything.
Hey, that is not true. I fix a lot of things.
Okay, maybe digitally, you know.
What do you mean digitally?
But lives. You destroy lives.
I do not destroy
yes,
lives.
Yes, you do. You destroy self-esteem.
You destroy self-esteem. For our... mocha-skinned friends out there who want
see?
To like, go out with
see?
You. What?
Anyway, they don't want to go out with me. I know that. Fishing! I went fishing today. Okay, the top 10 April Fool's tweets. Let's start it off for Rene Boy.
All right.
Kada April 1 lang ba ako niloloko? Di ba? Buong buhay ko.
No.
Oh,
but that's actually true, sometimes.
Well, sometimes it can feel like that. You feel like, you know.
Parang sometimes, like, kunwari, naliligaw ka. Tapos yung niligawan mo, parang okay na kayo. Like, you're MU na.
Okay,
mutual
eh.
Understanding na kayo, diba? And then all of a sudden, she starts going out with someone else. And you're like, I'm sure this is an April Fool's Day joke.
But then it's not.
I'm sure this is an April Fool's Day joke.
April 2 na, wala pa rin.
I'm sure this is an April Fool's Day joke. And a couple of months later.
But that is so heartless.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised how heartless some women can be.
And some men.
And some men.
Let's face it, it's
and
not just...
And some men.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, saying that only women get to do it.
Some men go out with you, like, you know...
Some men just sleep with you. It's as simple as that.
No, I mean, some men will go out with you thinking, you know, you think it's leading somewhere, and then all of a sudden they're gone. This is like a usual story that I hear from girls. And it's happened to me once.
Mm.
All of a sudden you don't hear a peep out of them. Like, nothing. And you wonder, like, what happened? Well, what's that?
Well, with girls, I think it just goes for both ways. Some girls will do that, some guys
but
will do
you know,
that
it
too.
Just bugs me. Like, okay, what happened? I mean, the best that you could do was to say...
At least give an explanation.
You know what? I'm not feeling it anymore.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. Just something.
Well...
What?
Never mind.
Is this a Bastos entry?
No. An
I
entry?
Knew it.
What entry? There
I
is
knew
no
it.
Entry for it.
Another
but
one.
Because it's hard to not say... I can't feel it. I don't feel anything anymore. Kasi parang...
Why?
They feel pa rin sila.
How do they know, Gino?
Huh?
Do they still feel?
You know,
are
I
there
mean,
telltale signs?
No, I mean, obviously there's something there. Like, they could feel anger or... They just feel... You know what? Sometimes, okay. To be fair, there could be something there. Like, let's just say, theoretically, na, kunwari, like, we were going out.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Jeez, thank you very much.
No, you know what I mean? Like, okay, let's just say we're going out and then we're okay. And then again, for me, somebody else comes along. And then this other girl makes, or this other guy, or whatever. Who knows?
Wow, he's so open.
No, you know what I mean? Like,
is this why we broke up?
No, let's just say that, okay, fine. For the sake of, you know, this conversation, it's a girl.
Okay.
Another girl comes by. And then I feel so much more for this girl than I do with you.
You do know that what? Just made you sound gay,
oh,
right?
Oh, whatever. Who cares?
Or at least vague.
I don't care. But anyway, so you know what I mean? Like, it might not be because of you, but it might just be because I feel so much more with this other person. But
well,
at least
okay,
I should have at least owed you an explanation.
An explanation to say so.
But how difficult is it to say, parang,
well, I'm
Del,
just...
here's the thing, huh?
I met somebody else.
I'm kind of feeling a little bit, you know, more. I'm feeling a lot more for this other person than I am.
I don't think
you
have to say that.
How do you say it then?
Well, I guess that's what I just realized. It's hard to be the bad guy.
Exactly. Plus, if you don't say it and, you know, you come up with an excuse that it's just...
They'll just say you lied.
Yeah. If they see you with that other person, they're going to be like, oh, I thought this was your excuse. And then all of a sudden you have another girl. I think it's just... yeah. As ideal as it would be, it's not... There is no easy way to break somebody's heart.
Nah. We have to go back to a cliche. No, but the thing is, I think it depends on who you're dealing with. Because some girls would rather just, you know, not have a confrontation.
Hear it straight up, yeah.
Yeah. And then some people would actually appreciate, like, being told.
Yeah, but so how do you know that?
See, therein lies a difficult part of it. Because,
yeah.
And some girls will say, I'd rather you didn't tell me. But then once you don't tell them, they'll go, I wish you
sana
just
told me. And diba? Then for some girls naman, they'll be like, sana you told me the truth na lang. But
yeah.
Once you tell them,
they're
gonna
like,
be
sana
like,
di mo na lang sila.
There really is no easy way to break somebody's
heart. Kayo na mag-figure out, pwede.
Yeah, wala. It's
look,
a never
we're just hosting
cycle.
The show.
It's a never-ending cycle of hurt and pain.
That's love life. Yeah. That's what it is. Master Jake 16 says, April Fool's tweet, congrats and best wishes on your wedding. I'm so happy for you. I'm so glad I've never said this to anybody. Like, and not mean it. Aha! Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Nothing.
What does that mean?
No, that I'm good for you.
Have you said that? But secretly, some part of you feels like, no, I'm not that happy for you. Really?
Well, in my head, I said that.
Because you wanted to believe it, but really, you didn't feel it.
No, naman.
No, but if I were the girl, it would be
I
nice.
I don't like this question. I don't like this line of
questions.
It's
too personal.
It's too personal.
I think they'd rather hear it from you. Okay, Anne Hathaway.
We've already talked about this.
No, I think it's also nice that someone can't let you go. It's because...
It's flattering.
Yeah, it's flattering to know that someone, no matter how, there's no more hope for you guys getting back together, at least in some small measure... Still feels that way about you. Like, well, we wouldn't
pero
have worked.
Minsan kasi problema dyan, nagiging feeling yung mga taong ganun.
Well, yeah. Meron ganun. Tapos feeling talaga, actually, hey, that happened to me.
Parang,
you know, an ex of mine didn't tell me, actually told, I didn't mind that he didn't tell me that he was getting married.
Okay.
I didn't mind at all. It's
right.
Like, it's fine. I really, it's
yeah, you were
whatever.
Truly over, whatever. Yeah.
The problem was, I heard from a friend that he had told our friends not to tell me.
Because you weren't over him, though.
I mean, that's what's being suggested. And I'm like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
So, parang, you just made me look like a fool to our friends when there was no need.
Yeah.
There was absolutely no need.
To do that in the first
to
place.
To do that. And the secret was kept for years. Until one day, another friend said, hey, I saw Mike. Did you know he was married? I'm like, and this guy who told me that was waiting for me to get affected.
Right.
He was really waiting. And I knew. So I go, oh, really? Yeah. And then after that guy left, a friend of mine said, oh my gosh, I've been wanting to tell you for years, but I was told not to tell you. And that's where I felt bad. He shouldn't have done that. It's not like I'm going to go to your wedding and stop it. What do you think?
Yeah.
But it's like a douchey thing to do.
But here you are talking about it anyway.
Well, because it was a douchey thing to do.
I guess that's true.
Diba? I mean, if anything, just that.
Okay, maybe naman he didn't want to be a douche by doing that.
But
I mean,
he just...
Maybe he was just really like... Maybe he just didn't know what your state of mind was. Maybe he really just thought that you were still... Or maybe that it was just too painful
to say.
Would
you do that?
Not really, because I can't think of anyone. I'm pretty sure that all of my exes are really over me by now, so...
Well, that's what you assume.
No, I'm sure.
Right? But don't
I'm
you think
sure.
it was douchey? Don't you think it was douchey? Am I overreacting?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because, okay, the way I see it, like, let's
put
say...
Put yourself in my shoes. I say, think of an ex. And this ex of yours gets married.
Okay.
And then she tells your friends...
I don't like this line of questioning. Can we not get into this?
Why?
I don't like
why
this
are you so affected?
I'll be the one kunwari who's getting married and I'm thinking of my exes. I'm pretty sure kasi that they're over me, like 100%. Like, okay, I'm a great guy, I'm a nice guy and whatever, but I'm not that.
Never trust a guy who says I'm a nice
guy.
No,
I'm not that great. Like, I'm not No, I'm being serious here. I'm pretty forgetful. I mean forgettable, not forgetful. Like,
you're that too.
What do you mean? Forgetful?
Yeah.
Well, that too. But you know what I mean?
You think you're forgettable?
Yeah. Pretty sure I am. I'm okay. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't discredit.
But I feel the same thing. I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
You can forget me.
I'm not super excellent na para, whoa, I'll never ever forget you forever. And like, I'm always gonna be in love with you. I'm not that type of person.
Or so you think.
I really know for a fact that I'm not.
Or so you think.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
So if there are any girls out there that Gino went out with, or guys, you know, if you haven't...
Sila Jograd.
Sila Bogard.
Sila Bogard.
Di ko siya makalimutan
eh. Di ko makalimutan.
He's the best I ever had.
Mga malalamig nating gabing pinagsamahan.
Oh my God.
Ay.
And to cap off the bottom half of the top 10 April Fool tweets, let's do something related to what we were just talking about from Yogan.
Yogan says,
ang dali, 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 dali mong kalimutan.
No, but you know what makes you say these things?
What?
I don't know, at least for me.
Mm.
The reason why I can say that is...
Yeah, what is the reason? Because you're not one to, like, be humble. No,
hey, watch it. I joke around a lot about being my abang, but like...
But you are.
No, not entirely.
Not entirely, but you are.
No, but okay, fine, whatever.
Okay, wait, why would you...
I don't know, because like, if I were so unforgettable, then I would have just had like the same girlfriend like forever. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I not necessarily.
So. Or I would have felt it. I would have felt that I
from
was...
From somebody you went out with.
Na parang...
What if they hide it well?
I don't think so.
Because some people can really hide it.
I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Well, I think I'm forgettable too.
Diba?
No. I'll rephrase.
Oh.
I think that you would remember me for
yeah,
something that we
parang,
had.
Hindi kasi sikat ke.
There's no way to get away from you. I mean, look at ADB Avenue. You really can't get away from me.
I want to say something, but I can't.
No, and you turn on the radio and I'm there. Yeah. No. Even people who don't live here. People I've gone out with.
Okay, maybe the statement is I'm relatively easy.
No, I think...
I'm pretty easy to get over.
No, I wouldn't say that. I think that you probably want to say that I'm not someone you would get hung up on too long.
Yeah. Okay,
that's it.
Maybe that's it.
Because it would be hard to forget you, but it can be done.
Yeah.
You're not someone...
Because you can literally forget somebody. But you know what I mean? Maybe just forget the...
The feeling?
The feeling or just being there.
Right.
Uh-huh. Do we think lowly of ourselves?
I don't know. I'm wondering exactly the same thing. Like,
wala kasi tayong third opinion.
I think it's healthy to think that.
Kasi wala rin, I'm sure if Chico were here, he would probably say the same thing.
I wouldn't know. I don't speak for him. But you do.
No, but you know what I mean? If we have self-esteem issues, so does he.
No, I don't know. Maybe really? People should tell us.
I don't know.
Do you guys feel the same? No, I think it's a common thing. Because you don't want to think that you're so, you know... You're so great that
no,
because
I'm sure that there are people there who are like, no. When you get into a relationship with me, you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Really?
But ako kasi talaga, I really think I'm easy to get over.
But I also think it's because you also feel that way towards your exes.
Not really, because I take a long time to get over.
Yeah, but
somebody.
once you're over them, you're really over them. Quiet.
What is that, the fifth? Can I?
We don't have that Fifth Amendment here in the Philippines. Ah, now I understand. Okay.
But you know what I mean?
Wow, this is a genuine, like, super humble moment, Gino.
And just based on past experiences, my exes have always gotten over me before I got over them.
You don't know that.
I know
maybe
that.
Maybe they
for
went
a
out
fact.
With somebody.
I could see it in the clubs. Because we would be in the same club.
And, they're
and
going
they would
out.
Be like all happy and smiling. And I'd be like, how come they get to do that?
Wait, would you sulk? Would you sulk in the club?
I really would.
Ah, you would.
I'm the type. I mean, not the man super sulk, but like, it would always amaze me how women could just be like so. Whenever you're in the same club, you could really
see. But you
see
do know that women lie better. Women can lie better.
I have to admit, I'm a pretty good liar.
Are you lying now?
No. I mean, I'm a pretty good liar when I want to be. I think so, because, like, I mean...
But I think women also put it on.
Really?
They don't want to show you that they're brokenhearted. Why would they? Especially if...
Because I can't contain it minsan. I don't want them to see that I'm sad.
You're such an emotional guy. You're a girl that
way. Akala ko ba I had the emotional depth of a teaspoon. There you go.
Grabe, won't ever forget it.
Wired!
No, as I said, I can't believe we're going back into this. Mm. You're emotional when it comes to things that directly affect you.
Mm.
But it's your ability to empathize. I don't think this is getting better, right?
No.
As I'm starting to explain it.
No, but I don't know.
We don't know. In other words, we don't know. Maybe we have very low self-esteem.
E. Jasmine just poses an interesting question. She just goes, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you somehow hope they won't forget you?
Yes,
I obviously hope that they don't. I mean,
well, don't get me wrong. I would like for them to be happy because life is too long
me
to be hung
so
up on.
me not so much.
And there you go. That's the evil guy, Gino. No, I still hope that they find happiness, but I of course you wish that they would never forget you.
Yeah, because I mean, you shared something special, or at least for
at that time
you thought it was special. So it's kind of, I don't know. Does anybody else out there feel that, you know?
Are you guys like us, or we're just really weird?
Are we weird? Can you let us know?
Let us know.
Tweet us.
Tweet us today. Again, the top 10 April Fool's tweets. Just tweet us on twitter.com/rx931. Don't forget to use hashtag April Fool's tweets and hashtag The Morning Rush.
Can we just say hello to Jem Laforteza?
Hi, Jem.
He goes, I'll never forget you, pare. Thanks, bro. I won't forget you, too.
You know what? Can I just tell you that people... Okay, so the truth is I changed my status on Facebook.
What the hell?
Shut up.
Into
you
what?
Shut up. You are a good liar.
Into
I have
what?
To say. No, and then
you
people...
You changed your status?
People are just reacting the heck out of it.
My God. Okay, what did you change your status into? Originally it was, and then what is it now?
Do I really need to answer? I take the fifth.
What?
Even if we don't have the fifth?
I thought we didn't have this one.
Well, so a friend of mine said, well, it's about time. No, I just realized because Gina told me that it's a new Facebook look, right?
Right.
So I was checking all my info to see it, and then I noticed that I didn't change it the last time. Oh, shucks.
I didn't even have to say anything.
No, this is a stupid girl. You're such a stupid girl. Just
Why hide
up.
It when you can be proud?
Just shut
the
up.
The Morning Rush.
All right, well, you know how to get in touch with us. Go for it.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Morning Rush Top 10.
Alright. Some technical weirdness going on.
That's odd.
I don't know what I did today.
So why, ba? Why
no,
are you...
No, I got my... one of my brothers just sent me a message on Facebook saying, oh, I was just waiting for a personal SMS. To announce, it's not an announcement. I just forgot to change it the last time.
Ha, sayang walang share. Si share ko dapat sa page ko eh, para ano.
Also, hello to Ron, by the way. These are friends of mine who have been your listeners from when you were in the afternoon with Fran.
Oh wow!
Mm. They were so affected.
What?
When you left the afternoon.
Well, I'm here now.
And isn't that great?
With so much of disdain.
I know.
And isn't that great?
Got it. All right. We're doing the top 10 April Fool's tweets because it is April 1 today. So just be very wary, especially there are people who like to pull pranks.
Yeah, even on Facebook. Pero this certain one, it's
I'm tempted to say that it's an...
It is not a prank at all.
It's not a prank. It's just...
It's just very frank. It's just very frank.
And I'm really just a stupid girl.
No, you're not. Well, sabagay, love makes you do stupid things.
Fools rush in. Oh, gosh. I don't know what to do. And I have to tell the person concerned that I had done something like this. Okay.
Hey, I think I haven't seen... Sorry, I haven't seen this in a while. So, Jedi Master 0706 is just inviting everyone to join the photo challenge.
Yeah.
Photo color white. No pun intended for Del.
Thank you.
It really is photo color white.
So, what's back?
Ikaw, panalo ka dyan. Actually, just post a photo of Cooper.
Cooper.
And you're done.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll win. Anyway.
Maybe. All right, the top 10 April Fool's tweets, the top half.
All right. Sorry, quick happy birthday to Power Fart Girl from the SU Rushers family.
Right, I just saw that.
It's her
montage.
Birthday, yeah.
Thank you for reminding us.
So happy birthday.
I am Mrs. Bond, says. Never mind. I'll find someone like you.
Never mind, I'll find
someone like you. See, this is one of those things. This is sung to a person who is hard to forget.
Diba? Parang astig siguro kung merong girl na nagmahal sa'yo kasing tindin ng pagmamahal ni Adele.
You know, Gino and I were talking off the air, and I think the reason why we don't think... We think we're
easy relatively
to forget,
easy to forget, yeah.
Is because we had a hard time forgetting the ones we were in relationships with.
Yeah. You know, we pine over other people, whereas other people don't pine over us as much as we did for the other people.
Or that's what we think.
Or maybe, yeah. Parang I would feel it, eh.
Because I do remember saying to someone, saying to Chico after one relationship, I said, you know, this is the best, that's the best I ever had.
Yeah.
If that didn't work, nothing is ever going to work.
But then again, I'll check out Facebook.
Well played, Gino. Well played.
Check out Facebook.
Hey, you know, I was, I follow Dr. Margarita Holmes on Twitter.
Yeah.
And she had posted an article about how what we can learn when it comes to finding love. You can learn a lot from Mexican drug lords.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting read. Check it out. I'll repost it.
Okay.
But it's a nice read.
So learning about love from Mexican drug lords.
Yeah, your search for love, you could learn a lot from Mexican drug lords, the drug cartel.
Okay.
All right.
I'll ask my friend, Jefe.
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 Going back to the top 10, Grasha says, April Fool tweets, yay! Hanggang 11 a.m. na ang TMR! Not funny.
Nope, not funny at all.
Not funny at all. Night Santi says, I'm naked right now.
Yeah! Your reaction goes, uy, uy.
Lalaki yan.
Yeah.
Here's one from Chenong. Remember, these are April Fool's tweets, right?
All right.
Sana hindi ka karmahin sa ginawa mo. So
in reality,
I
sana karmahin ka.
Don't you feel that? Isn't that like a common feeling? Like you see people do things that you know that they should pay for it.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, it's karma. It's not even supposed to be part of a religion.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, karma is what is it? It's
for Catholics, right?
Well, yeah, no.
But in the Bible, it is in the Bible. You reap what you sow.
Yeah, but it's not called karma.
Yeah, it's not called karma. It's called something else.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, it's true though. Like, parang especially like this. You say you were dating somebody.
Mm-hmm. Talaga dating, eh?
Yeah, it's the first thing that comes to mind. I mean, usually kasi yung mga ganyan, either dating or. I don't know, maybe like a backstabber or something like that.
The thing that comes to mind is someone who talks-ish
about you.
I mean, publicly.
Yeah, so sana ikaw rin magano ka
rin. And they spread lies.
Right.
And you just so that I can't believe they're getting away with it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be like, you know, some real karma police out there and... You just wish you have ringside seats to when karma gets served to them.
Or you know what's even worse is like, let's just say... niloko ka ng girl or boy or whatever.
Tapos boy
they find malamang. And then they find happiness before you do.
Yeah.
And not only that, like let's just say
tuloy, like,
they found happily ever after. Yeah, yung parang ganun. And it's just parang really, is that fair?
Well, life isn't over yet, you know.
And life isn't
fair. But you just wish that karma could be swift. And at the moment, you really want
digital karma.
Yeah, digital karma.
Sometimes you want.
Cinco Mangtor says, April Fool tweets, nanalo ko ng loto today! First 5 to retweet, may balata sa akin. You know, I don't know why. Like yesterday, I was driving.
Would you announce it?
No. I'd be very quiet about it.
And you wouldn't even tell us?
The only person I know I would tell is one brother of mine, only because he's a lawyer and I would need the necessary paperwork. Yeah. You know, I really thought
about
this.
Really, you wouldn't tell us?
No,
I
wouldn't.
I'm so hurt.
No.
And you wouldn't even make us libre?
No.
What?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't make us libre at all?
You and Chico are rich,
of course not.
Look, when we were growing up, if we were to line up our childhoods next to each other, you guys had the most privileged childhoods.
I rode jeepneys.
Childhood.
I commuted when I was
younger.
Doesn't
mean you didn't have money.
But still. I want the sports car, Del.
No, I really thought about this. And I would tell one brother only because I would want him to
do the legal
stuff. Because what I would want to do is to create like funds for my nephews and nieces, which they wouldn't know about.
Di ka man lang magpapakain.
No, no way.
Grabe, pakain.
No.
Kahit no. Fast food.
Not because no.
Diyos ko.
No, it's not out
ugali
of
nito.
No, not out of selfishness, but more like I don't want anyone to know, because then your life will be totally. People will treat you differently, and I want to know that people are real with me. If you don't like me, that's okay. But I
trust me. Even if you had money, we would still tell you that.
Ah, ganun ba? Okay, sige.
Pakainin mo muna kami.
You know, I would set up like funds for my nephews and nieces, which they wouldn't know about.
Yeah.
Until
they actually needed it.
I would say 20.
Yeah.
And then by then, they would have finished, I'm hoping, maybe 22. When they're done with college, they have a fund that they would. Because I don't want them to know, because they might, you know.
What about my kids? What about my
future
kids?
If you had any, no.
Thanks. That's reassuring.
No, I really thought about it.
Really?
And over the weekend, I was just saying, I don't know why I want to win an exact amount of 57 million.
That's so easy to spend now.
I know. I don't want it too big, because I still want to be able to work. Because I think depriving yourself of a sense of purpose might make your life miserable.
Unless you change your purpose into spending each and every single peso that you got.
I think that has like a limit, at least for me. I need purpose. I need to know I'm doing something that can't be done by anything else.
Oh, you make your co-hosts happy.
Ay, ayoko
yun. By buying what they want. By buying what they want for them.
The top April Fool's tweet comes from that guy, Mark Deck.
That guy, Mark Deck, says,
ang ganda mo.
Yan lang. It's as simple as that.
As simple as that. And if someone should say that to you today, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Think twice. All right.
Pero you, ganda nga lang buhok mo ngayon.
I know it's not, because I left the house and was like,
ganda na buhok mo ngayon, Del. It's so, ano, it's
hey!
So, it's so naturally
leave
nice.
Leave my hair alone.
Parang bumabagsak lang siya.
Talagang, ano, falling hair pala.
Falling hair.
The top 10 April Fool's tweets. Go ahead, tweet us one final batch happening this hour. Tweet us by twitter.com/rx931. Don't forget to use hashtag April Fool's tweets and hashtag The Morning Rush.
Hey, you know what? You can get a chance to win a 7-inch Samsung Galaxy Tab 2 just by adding your buddies.
Mm-hmm.
You have to join the Chatathon Challenge, and here's how.
Okay. Step 1, download the Chat On app from Google Play or Samsung apps. Don't worry, because it works on any smartphone platform.
2, register by texting Chat On, that space name, space address, space gender, space birthday to 4627. Registration is free.
Step 3, race until you become the one with the most number of Chat On buddies. Ready, set, Chat On now.
So the more buddies you have, the more chances of winning chat through 3G data or Wi-Fi for unlimited Chat On fun.
For more details, go to facebook.com/SamsungMobilePH. The promo is on until April 21, 2013, per DTI permit number 1201, series of 2013.
The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Chico
on The Morning Rush, part 4.
Morning, guys. As promised, on a Monday, we give you the number one movie in the United States. Aha! You did predict this last Monday.
Got to get tough. Yo, Joe, got to get tough.
Right. The long-delayed sequel, as you predicted, G.I. Joe Retaliation, led the North American box office in its debut weekend, earning $41.2 million. Wow. The action film about a fantasy elite military unit starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Channing Tatum, and Bruce Willis is based on toy action figures first introduced in the 1960s and later turned into the animated TV series back in the 80s. Paramount postponed the sequel to 2009's G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra from its original June release in order to add 3D effects.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they're... Yeah, okay.
But 2 years. No. I'm sorry. It was 2009.
2009, yeah.
But they didn't say when it was supposed to be released. Anyway, really? Stone Age cartoon The Cruise, which you watched, right?
Yeah.
Last week, dropped to second spot. Of course, that movie stars the voices of Nicolas Cage and Emma Stone and Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
The feel-good film about a prehistoric family battling with fire and other new inventions took in $26.5 million on its second weekend. The new release, Tyler Perry's Temptation, starring Journey Smollett-Bell, Lance Gross, and Kim Kardashian, landed in the number three spot with $22.3 million. With $14 million in box office receipts, the fourth spot went to action thriller Olympus Has Fallen, a tale of terrorism in the U.S. Capitol and a kidnapped president starring Gerard Butler and Morgan Freeman. Rounding out the top five in the North American box office is the Walt Disney 3D fantasy adventure flick Oz the Great and Powerful. That movie earned $11.6 million in theaters.
All right.
Mm.
Okay.
Mmm.
Mm. Well, you kind of expect it already.
Right.
G.I. Joe to...
G.I. Joe. I
mean, it is an action flick, and action flicks just do really well in the States.
And this signals...
Hello, it's a Glory to America film.
G.I. Joe. It doesn't get any more American than that.
It really doesn't. And, you know, it's just, it's The Rock.
Why did they have to say G.I.? Like, genuine issue. What does that mean? There is,
I really don't know.
Right? I wonder why the need for having to say G.I.
Maybe you can ask your friends.
Thanks, Gino.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's the
Happy
news.
Easter.
That's the news, the last one, but only on the Morning Rush. You'll have more when Livewire starts at 10 o'clock. It's Rico Robles. It's Francesca together, only on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Can we just think, somebody did send us the reason why it's GI.
Okay, so why is it a genuine issue?
Thank you to Alvy for this. Remember, I thought it was like just genuine issue.
Yeah.
And I was wondering why. Is there like a non-genuine issue?
Right.
Well, apparently GI is a noun used to describe members of the United States Army and items in their equipment.
Okay.
The term is now used as an initialism of government issue or often general infantry, but originally referred to galvanized iron.
Oh.
Right.
But they're basically general infantry, I'm guessing.
General infantry.
I mean, the use of G.I. Joe. And,
yeah.
The use of G.I. and G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Also, the equipment that they use.
Yeah, it's general issue.
General issue.
And
also
the guns
general
that they
infantry.
Have are galvanized iron.
Yeah, government issue and galvanized iron. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow.
It's nice to know these things because, I don't know, like, a lot of people know G.I. Joe, but we don't know why it's called G.I. Joe.
Why it's called that, yeah.
All right. Any greets on your side?
Yeah, let's just say hello to a bunch of people who are tuned in. Renzo Boy saying hello to everybody over at Land Bank UN Avenue, especially to Marilyn Fernandez. They're all tuned in. Yogan saying hello to attorney Ella Xavier Padilla, who is also tuned in. Hello and good morning. I'm Doiny B saying hello to the PSGs. Leo, Jay, Irwin, Ivan, ODH, Rico, Marek, Philip, Kuya Joe, Santi, Drix, and Dago Fabic. Good morning. Let's also say hello to... Where was this? I can't find it. I can't find it. Oh, there. Shivana, who says, happy, happy birthday to Alan Agrao. Happy birthday!
Oh, it's also his birthday.
Yeah, so many people are just celebrating their birthdays.
So many. What? April 1.
Yeah.
April 1.
So happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
There you go.
All right, let's do the top 10 April Fool tweets. Okay, this one, this is really bad, okay? From @8Kirk8. This is a mother's tweet to her children. Mga anak, iba-iba ang mga tatay niyo. I don't think you should be tweeting that.
Yeah. Tsaka tweet pa talaga.
Tweet talaga, diba?
Mom, bin-broadcast sa mundo.
We could have this conversation at home. I am J.M. Naval says, April Fool tweets, Chico Garcia is not at work today because it's his wedding.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
One of the many questions that will be asked tomorrow. Because one of the things that people ask me is, you know, you don't go to a destination like that. Unless...
Actually, no.
But of course,
who knows?
Chico is a traveler. And he loves to travel beaches all over.
He loves them beaches.
Yes, he does. But many, many of the questions will be asked on Wednesday. And hopefully answered.
I doubt.
I doubt it. Pero go
but
ahead and
we'll,
try.
We'll ask him anyway.
Jay Donita says, this is a tweet from Mike Enriquez. Mm. Remember, we're doing April Fool tweets, so don't take any of these tweets seriously.
Right.
Tatantanan ko na kayo ngayon.
Hindi ko kayo dapat tatantanan doon.
Just for today. From Shavana, a conversation between a boss and an employee. Boss goes, I'm promoting you. And then employee says, you know, reacts happily.
Yeah.
And then boss goes, April Fools, you sucker. And then employee goes, I slept with your wife. April Fools? I don't think so.
Bumawi, no? Promoted pala ako.
Here's another one from Jay Dunida again. Brilliant. It's Willie Revillame tweeting. You can do that to me.
You can do that to me.
You can, actually.
On the contrary.
From 8Kirk8, if people saw this on Twitter today, last day na ng Candy Crush. 12 noon today, last na.
Wow. But I would actually be sort of thankful.
Why?
Because it ends.
Why
it
would you be happy?
Ruining lives.
You know, it's crazy how people are so into it. And once they pass a certain level that they've been stuck on,
yeah,
they feel the need to tweet and to take a picture.
Yeah, but I actually haven't played it in like more than 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm so hardcore.
What does that mean?
No, I'm so hardcore as a gamer that like I'd rather play something else on like the PS3 or the PC.
Do you feel like a little shame?
When I play
getting,
Candy Crush?
Yeah, getting addicted?
Yeah.
Because you're a gamer.
It's yeah, because like, it's like Crush, parang really? you compare it to like your other games.
Yeah, the more complicated
it's
ones.
Just parang, really? Candy Crush?
Candy Crush?
I'm an elitist gamer. Eh.
You are. Yeah. You are a snob and a half. But
I really am.
That's what happens when people are good at something. They'll always look down on the general public because, of course, they're better or they deem themselves better.
I guess that's true.
Right?
And that's one thing that I really won't like back down from.
Yeah.
Na parang kung yabangan lang, sige, game.
Yeah, so okay. So I was inviting Gino and Mal.
And?
Some friends of mine were inviting Gino to this like NB, what's that?
2K13 yeah.
thing where we're gonna invite him to our bar
right.
so he can play and then you can play against him.
Right.
Because you really like this. And I know
actually went there.
My friends played with you, played
right.
against you, and you know.
When I played against one specific friend.
No.
Friend.
Oh, hindi marami.
No, two pa lang.
Oh, two. Uh-oh. More than one is many.
Pero yung that other
okay,
one.
Okay, that's not the point. The point is. The point is that Gino wouldn't agree to this setup. Unless he played it again so that he can be, you know, his
game.
Be
at par.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would refresh himself with all the things that he needed to know.
Yeah, because so I've been focusing on other games, so.
Well, because, you really make yourself a target. Because everybody knows you're a gamer. And if you're the draw in a
bar. So there's so much pressure.
Yeah. Because parang, okay, you go
You go against me.
Kaya you go against Gino.
And I hate losing.
Yeah,
I hate losing.
So there's so much at stake. And it's not just, there's no, well, there could be money. But I think this is really more of bragging rights.
I think it's more bragging rights than anything.
Because other guys who are good at 2K13
yeah.
would definitely go just to see
if
how
they're better than you
yeah,
are. Yeah,
yeah. And gamers
to prove
do that.
A point. Yeah, exactly.
But I love that. It's like with guys, there are really, you get into things where there is a clear-cut winner.
Yeah.
You know, when you duke it out, like,
and that makes, yeah,
meron talagang winner.
Meron talagang clear-cut winner.
With girls, when they fight, there's no clear-cut winner.
Exactly, because it's all like,
it's all under
scheming
the radar.
And plotting. And, yeah.
Right. Max DeMax says, April Fool tweets, too. Nagdadalan tao si Madam Aring. And here's another one. Chris Aquino quits showbiz. Naughty. Naughty.
Ay, nako.
Bad.
I choose to remain silent.
And to cap off the bottom half of the top 10 April Fool tweets comes from JK.
JK says.
So simple. Mm. But most of us have said this. I'm okay.
Nah. I thought you were going to say, I'm never drinking again.
Well, that's you.
No,
more specifically, I'm never drinking tequila again.
Right.
Have haven't we all said that before? But I'm okay is one of the most used lies out there.
I'm all right.
Okay. One more half batch of the top 10 April Fool's tweets. So one last time, tweet us now. Twitter.com/RX931. Don't forget to use hashtag April Fool's tweets and hashtag The Morning Rush. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. What?
Oh, I just saw like a really really bad basketball injury video.
Yeah.
Which just happened now. Kevin Ware from Louisville. It's like a college basketball thing.
Yeah, I know.
And his leg just like
gave out. Is this March Madness?
I think so.
Yeah, it's a college, a sudden death college.
Oh no, it's MW Reg final.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it just happened now.
MWH?
What? No. MW Reg final. I think this just happened now because everybody's tweeting about it.
Oh, and you can see it? Can I see? Is it long?
Okay, wait. It's so bad that most of the players are like on the ground and they can't look at him.
Because they're cringing?
Yeah.
Okay, which part of the leg? Maybe I don't want to see.
The entire leg.
Oh my god, I'm scared to look. But morbid curiosity is getting the best of me. Should I?
Like, people are literally not getting up from where they are. It's because it's that bad.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll probably watch it after the show.
Okay, here. All right.
I don't want to see. I'm scared.
Okay, I think it is March Madness. Maybe. Might.
Yeah, if it's a college game and happening right now.
Okay, well, it's low. Well.
Okay, we'll watch it.
I think you'll just watch it after. But if you're one to sort of see it, well, just look for it, I guess.
Okay, here we go.
Kevin Ware, Louisville. Oh. Whoa.
I'm scared
right?
To watch
And I'm going
it.
To my ortho after this.
Well, all those right. injuries, really.
Well, it really happens.
Okay.
That's why you gotta give it to these basketball players. All right, anyway.
Remember in Django.
On a brighter
Jane,
note. Yeah. I never got to watch it.
Oh, there's a like a Mandingo scene where you have
Ooh.
Mandingo.
Mandingo?
Yeah, it's called like when slaves were sold to fight with other slaves. So the fight is called a Mandingo fight.
Really?
So, stop.
That's
I know what
else.
You're thinking of. No, but, so there, it was a fight to the death.
Right.
And bare hands. And okay. So this guy got the other guy's arm.
Yeah, and then broke it. Yeah.
I can't stand it. Can't stand it. All right. The top 10 April Fool tweets. April Fool's tweets.
Yeah.
From Kiko Man Machine. Oh, I wish this was true. This were true. No more terminal fees and travel taxes. Oh.
Didn't they take out the terminal fee?
They did? Are you
For
sure?
For domestic flights?
Did they? I don't think so.
I think in
That's one of the things, like, I have a friend, he works...
No, travel taxes are still there, for sure. But I think terminal fee, if it's a domestic flight, from here to anywhere else in the Philippines, it's fine.
Did they take it out?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken.
I haven't traveled in a bit, but...
Because I think the last time I didn't pay for terminal fee.
Because that's one of the things that I feel, like, ashamed of.
Yeah.
Because in other countries, they don't.
They don't, yeah.
All right, here's one more from Juice Blank.
All right.
I'm not attracted to my friend's hot younger sister, even if she's curvy, in all the right places. Not at all. Not at all.
Convince yourself, why don't you?
From Miklos Podolsky. For all the guys out there, April Fool tweets, Kate Upton is doing porn.
Wow.
Oh, the heartbreak.
That's something I wouldn't want to see.
Right.
April Fools.
From LS Dominique. Hindi ako nanghihinayang na hindi ako nakabili at nakanood ng concert ng The Script for the second time. Hindi talaga. And the top. Is it the top?
Yeah, the top.
The top April Fool tweets comes from I Am Mrs. Bond.
I Am Mrs. Bond says...
Hindi na ako takot sa ipis.
Ay, nako. That is an April Fool's tweet indeed.
Exactly. What about you?
I will never, ever, ever play games again.
Yeah.
I am renouncing.
That is for sure.
Computer games.
Me?
Or I have the best co-hosts ever.
Come on, oh God. I would say for me, hindi masama loob ko na ginawa mo yun.
Ay, cryptic.
Cryptic.
Ah, ito, I have another April Fool's Day tweet. Hindi ako interested makita ang Facebook profile ni Del. Especially today.
I'm such a stupid girl. I really am. I mean, it was the farthest thing from my mind.
All right, we gotta go.
Gotta go. Hey, today's Monday, which means...
everything's back to normal. Everybody goes back to work. Except for color coding.
Yes.
It's actually lifted, except for Makati.
And also today is a Monday, which means it's the RX Concert Series tonight.
All right. You got Fran hosted that one. And Franco.
Oh, really? I'm tempted to come here tonight.
Yung ano ko kabosses ko.
Ganon.
On my own, cast away.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, diba, diba?
I want to see him. All right, well, check it out tonight, 7 o'clock.
All right.
See you guys tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Live Wire up next. Robles and Fran, goodbye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.